Or good afternoon, wherever you happen to be. This is my favorite meeting, and I started in SLAA just before the pandemic, and when this meeting was in person, and I felt when I walked into these rooms, I felt like I was home. You know, I'm in multiple programs, and I've been sober for, well, probably 25 or more years in Alcoholics Anonymous. And after I was 20 years sober, I always knew I had difficulty with relationships. And Al-Anon was the place to go to. So I finally relented and surrendered to go to Al-Anon. And after completing the steps in that program, my sponsor says, I think you're what's called a love avoidant or an anorexic. And I had never heard that term in reference to relationships, only with the food. And I certainly wasn't an anorexic with food because I use food too for all kinds of things. And so she took me to my first SLAA meeting, and it wasn't with an anorexia focus. And I will just to backtrack a little bit. When I was drinking and using, I was acting out all over the place. I was married. I wasn't faithful in my marriage, and substances helped me to be present, or what I thought was present, to be in the world, to interact with people, because I knew well. Afterwards, it became very apparent that I was fear driven, and when I drank, that fear went away, and eventually the alcohol didn't work anymore. So, but I was married to another alcoholic and sex and love addict, actually, for 13 years, and I realized for my own survival, I had to. That relationship would had to end. And so I got a divorce, and that was back in 95. And early on I did some dating, but I didn't meet anybody that I really liked. And then, I just started backing off and backing off. I did what was asked of me. I suited up and showed up. And I did that very well despite my fears. And my life got better in so many ways. I mean, so many things happened. I was able to participate in life. I was working. And my jobs eventually got better and better. I was eventually able to buy a house, those kinds of things. But I still was not able to be in a relationship. And it wasn't that I was asked to be in a relationship. I was approached by different men, but I couldn't go there. And I don't know, Vanita, can you give me when I have 2 minutes left, I guess. So I haven't been in a relationship for years, and I stopped dating because I was too afraid. And what I found out in this program is this is a program for me. It's the end goal is not dating, is not being in a partnership. I have slowly been able to get to know myself through working the steps. In anorexia. And it's progress, not perfection, and I have to keep reminding myself. And it's the layers of the onion, and I still don't want to look at my character defects, and I think early on when in my sobriety I heard that being in a relationship is like putting Miracle-Gro on your character defects. I think I've said that in this meeting before. And I was terrified because I just was so afraid to look at who I was, to accept my shortcomings, and to surrender to God and ask for those to be removed. You know, all the characteristics that we read this morning, for the most part, I identify with. And, you know, I was able to put out a persona of independence and self-sufficiency and self-reliance. And I mean, nobody knew. I didn't tell people how afraid I was. And I have been a seeker all my life, and I've, you know, I do prayer and meditation every day. And maybe, you know, I'm looking for this, you know, the skies opening up and some big revelation. But this is, you know, as it says in the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous, there, you know, there's spiritual experience, and you can have the sudden immediate one like Bill Wilson had, or it's most of us have the educational variety. So it's a very gradual and slow process. You know, I find that and also I love the saying that the universe is for you, and it's not doing things to you, it's doing things for you. And if I can open up and listen and be present enough and aware enough to just let whatever is going on around me in without judging or, you know, running away or hiding or, you know, doing all those things, life is better, you know. And I will say, I'm actually recording this. I wasn't going to record this because that's going way too far for me. But I, you know, I step up, I show up, I'm of service. And I'm learning to ask for help when I need it. You know, I'm not the best at making outreach calls, but when I do, it eases whatever struggle that I'm going through. You know, calling my sponsor. And actually, I was struggling with my connection with my higher power, you know, and I didn't feel that I had a connection. And, you know, it's that old analogy, you know, we're a fish in water, but we don't know, you know? And so I'm now going to another program. I'm going to ACA. And, you know, because I think that, and I've heard so many times in this room, it's a result of, you know, I've heard the opposite of addiction is connection. And that connection with myself, with God, with you, that is lacking because of my fear. And it's a result of childhood trauma, you know. And I don't know anything specifically, but I just, you know, I've always had the idea that it's pre-verbal. I cannot articulate what it is. All I know is that I get afraid. When I was younger, there was a period of time. Okay, thanks. Where I stopped talking, and I still struggle with that on occasion, especially when I'm put on the spot. But I'm so much better than what I used to be before I came into this program, and I cannot tell you. So I have hope, you know, and I love going to meetings, and I hear so much experience, strength, and hope. And I find that people in SLAA are willing to be more vulnerable, and they share at a depth that I don't hear in a lot of other meetings. And especially in the anorexia meetings as well. So I go to a fantasy and romantic intrigue meeting, and I used to think, oh, that's not for me. I don't really fantasize. Well, my whole life has been a fantasy. You know, I've had to live in a fantasy world to exist. And it's a lot easier to live in that fantasy than it is to live in the real world, you know? So I'm getting excited about actually living in reality, you know, and acceptance is the key, willingness is the key, all of those things. And, you know, if what I have said here doesn't make any sense to you or you can't relate, just keep coming back and eventually you'll hear somebody share your story or you will be able to identify with what you hear. And, you know, this program works, and working the steps, you know, I covered areas that I wasn't able, that I missed before. So at each time I do it, it's another layer of the onion. And, you know, I know at my core, God, I do believe we are all God. And it's just a process of uncovering, discovering, uncovering, and discarding, you know, what no longer serves us. So thank you so much.